Hi, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. The African Gents are back again.
Back again.
For another episode of the African Gents podcast. It's me, Danny Odera, joined by...
Dennis Odera.
There he is. Yep. And yeah, we're back talking about... Movies, TV shows. Jesus, bruh. English is hard today.
It's the same
pop culture, everything, sports and everything. And just, you know, everything that concerns an African gentleman at this point in time, innit?
Vibes.
Vibes, exactly. We're just here to have a good time and just gas.
Do you remember when I was carrying headphones when we were going somewhere and like, you need to carry the vibes?
Yeah.
And then I opened the bag. You forgot the vibes.
The vibes. You cannot forget the vibes,
man. I have
man.
My shoes, but I forgot the vibes.
Exactly. No, you have to always move with the vibes, man. It's back again, ladies and gents.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, here's another episode. So yeah, let's get into it. My guy, how have you been?
I've been good, bro. I've been easy.
Yeah?
Chilling.
Right.
It's COVID still a thing?
It's still a thing.
It is.
It will be for a long time.
We hope. You know, I feel like our whole podcast has been a COVID podcast.
Kinda.
From like episode 2. Like,
it kinda was.
How you doing? Yeah, COVID treating you well? Yeah. From like episode
exactly.
2. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, blessings in it.
Right.
It born from strife.
Exactly.
Exactly.
There we go.
And it will continue to thrive.
Yep.
Thrive. Yes, bars.
How are you doing?
I'm cool.
Nice.
Cool. We have a lot to get through, a lot to talk about.
We do. Ah, Chief, where do you want to start, man?
I want to start, personally.
Yep.
I want to start with, let's talk about some Marvel shit for a minute.
Alright.
Because I've gotten through a lot of Marvel shit. And
nice.
When we're recording, What If has just wrapped.
It has. Sorry, guys.
It's
hit
okay.
My head on the microphone.
Exactly.
That's one for the bloopers.
Exactly. It's calm.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, you're right. A lot of Marvel shit has dropped.
Yep. Now that What If has dropped, I want to ask you, where do you rank it?
What If?
Because there've been four shows that have dropped.
Name them.
WandaVision.
Mm-hmm.
Falcon Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Loki.
Mm-hmm.
And then What If?
Okay.
Rank them.
Okay.
Bullet to your head. Gun to your head right now.
Let me tell you, I'll even grab the gun and point it to my head.
Okay.
I'll even tell the guy who has the gun. I can rank them already.
Oh, okay. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
One, WandaVision.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. I think even you know this.
WandaVision is same
for
me, actually.
Yeah. Hands down. Four.
Because
I know the
worst. You're going one and then four.
Yeah, one and then
like,
four.
Because
I know the best
and
I know which is the worst.
Okay.
Yeah. The best, WandaVision, hands down. Four, Falcon Winter Soldier. Terrible.
It was not terrible. It just wasn't good. It was fine. It's not terrible.
It was whack. It was exactly what we expected when they said Falcon and Winter Soldier is coming. Yeah. You had in your mind, that's exactly what it was.
I can't say it was bad.
Actually, you can because you binged it.
I binged it.
I had to wait. Like, I watched it like every week waiting for episode.
Yeah. Yeah. I waited until all episodes out and then I finished. Actually, no, I waited until the finale was about to drop.
Yeah.
And then I binged it and then waited for the finale.
Ah, you know, I watched like
episode.
Yeah.
If you watch it like that, I can understand.
It felt like a punishment.
Yeah, I get that. But for me, I can't. I can't say it was bad because of this guy, the Black Ops.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yep.
All that shit resonates with me like to another degree. Again, you drop that line, they will not. no self-respecting black man.
Yep. Actually,
can be Captain America.
Yeah.
They will never be a black Captain America, and no self-respecting black man would ever want to be. That to me is the best little line of the MCU shows that has dropped since. Actually, that's number one. Number two is what is grief, but love perseveres.
That's a bar.
I heard that was like.
That's poetic.
I had to pause. Jeez. English is dying in my mouth today. I had to pause after Vision dropped that bar.
What is grief if not?
Love.
Persevering.
Yeah.
God damn.
Whoa. Sheesh.
Yeah, so for our listeners, send that to your significant other.
Nah, no. that actually, no, you can't.
No, you can't. No.
That's
It has a lot of context to that.
On a somber note, it's a bad job to on funerals, man.
It is. It is.
That's like,
yeah,
what is grief but love persevering?
Yeah, yeah. It's
that's
it has context.
It actually helps you actually move on when it comes to like grieving for a loved one.
Yep.
It's actually it resonates, especially in these COVID times, bro.
I trust.
But that bar hit on another level for so many people.
I swear.
People.
I think for so many listeners.
Oh, yeah.
From what they've been through, that bar hit like the most. Jeez. Which is why I put WandaVision at
the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. I would actually, I'd rank them the same. No, you didn't finish.
So WandaVision top.
Yeah.
Falcon, Winter Soldier, fourth. I'd put Loki second.
Ah.
Yeah.
And then What If third?
And then What If third?
That's the same.
Yeah,
it's the same for me.
I didn't think I would like Loki as much as I did.
For you?
Oh yeah, yeah. It was really good.
Yeah,
really, really good. Would you rank them the same?
Same exact for me. Same exact. Same exact thing. I was actually grappling with it morning between WandaVision and Loki. Then I thought to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Literally every episode of WandaVision is like, I need to wait for the next episode.
Right? Right?
Because, like, you're confused, but like, ah, oh, no, the next episode is going to be legit. Yeah. And then the next episode is legit.
Yeah.
With Loki, there was episode one was good. You're like, huh, interesting. Yeah. Let me see what happens in the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
It was more intrigue rather than amazement. With WandaVision, every episode is like, oh my god, need to
you
watch the next one.
You just have to watch the next
exactly.
one. Yeah.
With Loki, you're like, oh, I'm interested. I'm invested. I'll wait to the next one.
And because we've talked about this in previous episodes, so I don't want to bring it up again.
Ah, yeah, of course.
But WandaVision, like, yeah, Wanda. Maskini, she's been through so much. Yeah, I need this one. It's good storytelling. It's really
true.
Good storytelling.
I read somewhere, I can't remember where, but there's this thing that Marvel have been, or the MCU, have been very smart with how they're. I'm going to use wrestling speak for a second.
Yeah, go on.
They've been very smart with how they are booking their villains.
Actually, our listeners know us by now. So.
Okay, when I say booking their villains, I also mean writing their villains.
Yeah.
When it comes to Marvel villains, there's... Well, recently.
Yep.
I think it started with Killmonger.
Uh-huh.
Killmonger after. From Killmonger onwards, there's this thing of the villain can sympathize.
With the villain?
Yes.
Okay.
Because if you think about villains from Killmonger... Okay, wait. Yeah, well... Okay, I don't know. Which came first, Guardians 2 or Black Panther?
I feel like Black Panther.
Okay, then I can't use that argument. Because Ego's actually is just a villain for a villain's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I was going to say, a lot of... Marvel's villains recently have been villains with their motivation has been the loss of a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Deep loss has been their motivation, besides Thanos, of course, because Thanos is just, you know, genocidal. But Wanda's a villain, by the way, let it be known. Wanda's a villain.
Yeah,
the villain of WandaVision is Wanda.
Yeah,
she did some fucked up shit.
Yep.
Loki, of course, yeah, he is a villain, and then you walk with him towards his path of, I guess, redemption,
which I really like about Marvel, like that everything story wise they're villains, and then once you watch their journey, then you can understand them, and then you're like, are they really villains though?
Exactly, it's true. To be fair, that's one thing, even comic book wise, Marvel has over DC. In terms of either anti-heroes or heroes on a redemption path.
Yeah.
There are very many either villains turned heroes on the Marvel side rather than the DC side. Because on the DC side right now, the first one that comes to mind is Harley.
Harley Quinn?
Yeah, she's completed her face turn. Wrestling speak again, sorry. No, she's a good guy now.
Yep.
She's working with Batman and the Bat Family.
Mm-hmm.
Comics wise. Canonically right now, Harley Quinn's a good guy. Oh, she left the Joker ages ago. Joker has like a new girlfriend.
I feel like they needed to explain that story more.
They did. He did. In the comics, he did.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying in the comics.
Oh, okay.
In the movies, they'll... Okay, did you watch Birds of Prey?
No.
He watched Birds of Prey.
Okay.
Because they kind of actually addressed it.
Really?
Yeah, they did. Birds of Prey is Harley getting over the Joker proper. Well, not proper, but it's her journey.
Who's the protagonist for them? That's a movie.
It's a movie.
Okay, who's the main...
It's out, and it's been out for... It's actually quite good. I enjoyed it. The protagonist is Black Mask.
Okay.
Black Mask is played by Ewan McGregor. He actually plays him very well.
Okay. Cameos in terms of characters.
Batman appears for a sec, I think. If I remember correctly. Batman, does he? No. Maybe, I think for like 2 seconds he might appear.
Yeah.
But I can't remember. No, he actually doesn't appear.
Okay.
Because I remember a point in the movie thinking like, Batman would be here.
Yep.
Like, why isn't he here? But if you want big heroes in it, Black Canary is in it.
Mm-hmm.
Played by Journey Smollett.
Okay.
Huntress is in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the same Huntress from... No.
It's played by Elizabeth Winstead.
I was thinking of Enchantress.
You're thinking about Enchantress.
Yeah, Enchantress. No.
Huntress.
Yeah.
Played by Elizabeth Winstead.
Right.
And, there's some other people in this movie. The cast is not bad, but it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Like, I would suggest you watch it. Because if you want Damon's course in Harley moving past the Joker, watch that movie. And then you can just segue into the comics and be like, oh yeah, Harley's past him.
Then you'd understand, or like, oh, that makes sense.
Because that whole movie is her moving past him.
Fair enough.
And it's good. Like, oh no, the action is great. The action and it has the best fight choreography of DC movies to this point.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not counting Zack Snyder's Justice League because that was filmed, you know, and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, best fight choreography since... Okay, I don't know. Man of Steel, I guess.
Yeah.
No. Because the Suicide Squad dropped this year.
It was this year,
and that was fine.
Yeah.
Actually, it makes sense if you watched Birds of Prey then move into the Suicide Squad. Because then you'd know where Harley's been and what she's up to.
Because
then you're like, oh yeah, it's Harley doing Harley things. And then, because in the Suicide Squad, they rarely mention the Joker.
The second one.
Jared Leto, yeah, that one.
The dead guy.
Yes, the dead guy. Is he? No, he's not in it.
He is.
He is?
End credits.
Right, fuck, I forgot. No, not Justice League. The Suicide Squad. The Suicide Squad.
Okay, no, he's not in it.
The Suicide Squad.
I have. John Cena and Uncle Idris.
Yes.
Okay, no, the Joker is not in that one. No, he's not in that one.
Because trying to think end credits, no.
No, he was not in that one. No. I was thinking Justice League.
Yeah. That one. And
yeah, and so, actually... Which brings me to point number one.
Go ahead.
That I wanted to attack you with.
Go ahead.
So off mic, we were talking about Black Adam. Yeah. DC character who you were telling me is not...
He's not a good... Well, he's not good.
Okay, explain before...
Black Adam...
Yeah.
...is the leader of a country called Kondak. Kondak, I might be mispronouncing. Kondak essentially is DC's version of Egypt.
Yep.
It's either Egypt or Egypt adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the leader of that country.
Yep.
At that moment. But became the leader because he kind of took a shortcut to earn Shazam's powers.
Okay.
Then somehow he got powers from somewhere else. Either he was the first, I think. If I remember correctly, he was the first Shazam, then he turned evil. They actually addressed it in the Shazam movie. He was the first one, then Pa got to his head and he was fucking up.
Yep.
Then they sent him away or like buried him somewhere.
Okay.
But then he came back, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But then he didn't actually, in as far as publications go, he came back, of course, for Shazam a bunch of times. But then he was like, at some point, he's like, no, this is my place. So,
yeah,
Kandak is mine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a good leader of Kandak. Like, the people are not, like, enslaved and shit. Like, he's a decent leader.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Kandak is thriving and mm-hmm. shit. And things are fine. It's just that he's not a nice person.
Why?
Why? His views about leadership and when it comes to like international relations are fucked up.
Really?
Extremely.
Okay.
Why?
Do you know who you're describing right now?
I'm describing a lot of people.
Marvel-wise. Yes.
Doom?
No.
I'm actually describing Dr. Doom though. That's actually Dr. Doom to a T.
Yeah. But he's okay. I'll say the same way, and then you can guess. So he, what did you say? He comes from a nice place, and he has a lot of views about the world, and he has good ideas. But he's a villain. But he's not really a villain. But he has good ideas.
You can't be telling me it's Thanos,
bro.
It's not. Thanos does not have good ideas.
He has.
No.
He has good ideas.
No. Thanos' ideas are not good.
Put genocide aside.
Get you channeling from that episode of What If.
It's not.
Genocide aside. Yes. Listen to that statement. Genocide aside.
Forget killing half of humanity.
That's a mighty big forget.
If you have the resources for the world.
No. You're not justifying Thanos right now.
So how are you justifying?
I didn't justify.
Oh, him. I know.
I explained as explained him as a leader. Like he's wrong in a lot of things.
My question was: but he treats do you think right. that they are similar?
They're very similar. I can see Black Adam just sanctioning genocide. Just to yeah,
exactly. Because everything from his perspective.
The greater good.
Sounds exactly. The greater good. Sounds very Thanos-y.
He can be. Yeah. Like, no. Like, they would get on. If Thanos and Black Adam had a convo, they would get on.
These guys would be like, now you understand me.
Exactly.
No, I've been trying to do this for the whole
like,
world.
If Thanos explained the snap to Black Adam, like, yeah, that seems reasonable.
All
yeah,
I need is six Infinity Stones. They don't the listen. I want to do this.
I've done the same. The
just kill half of them and then
exactly.
go punch together.
Black Adam will like, okay, kill the poor guys.
Now, exactly. now, hey.
That's the difference. Then also, Dr. Doom is the same.
How so?
No, he's a legit leader of a country. He's the president of Latveria.
Ah, I see.
Prime Minister. Either one. Like, he owns a country mm-hmm. and he rules a country. That's why every time he encounters the Fantastic Four and they try to capture him, he's like, ah, diplomatic immunity, bitch. How are you going to jail a president in another country? Fuck you, I'm going home. Call the UN. Get me a plane right now. Let me go.
One time.
Exactly. That's why Doom is great. Doom? That's why...
Before you jump into that, do you think Doom will jump into...
Yes.
The movies?
Of course. Because yeah. Fantastic Four coming. And there is no Fantastic Four without Doom.
Yeah.
And Doom... Doom is the best. Doom, Lord Thanos.
Yeah.
Like, no, literally. They fought.
Yeah.
And Doom ended him. You know that... that episode of What If where... Ultron looked at Thanos like, interesting, then snapped him. And yeah. Snapped him in half.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doom did that in the comics.
Actually, shout out Matthew. Remember we were talking about this with Matthew, where, like, it just happened so quick. I was waiting to hear Thanos' voice in this. I'm like, oh, Thanos. When he appeared, I'm like, he's going to say something. Nope. This homie just died.
Fascinating.
Like bacon.
Mm-hmm. Two halves.
Yeah, it was just cooked. Mad.
Yeah. So, that's, Doom is essentially the same. Black Adam, Doom, leaders of countries. Superpowered leaders of countries.
Yeah.
On the wrong.
Yeah.
On super on the wrong,
yep.
But they treat their own fine. But then they want to take over the world. They want the world to be theirs.
Which brings me now to my next question for you, because a couple of episodes before, you said that Kang
Yep.
The Conqueror.
Yep.
Your words, previous episodes, you said he was going to be, in your words, verbatim, the next Thanos.
Oh, no, he is.
Ah, I don't think so, dude.
No, he is.
I don't think so.
Then who's the next big bad?
Just said him.
Doom.
Yeah, I think so. I think Kang is sort of a
segue to Doom.
Exactly. I think he's getting there.
I would love that.
I think, cause for, hear me out, for Marvel Phase 2, I think, yeah. My God, right. I think for Marvel Phase 4, Kang, yes, but I feel like they're building to,
Kang is Ultron.
Not even that. I feel like they're building to a greater villain.
Yeah, no. Kang is the... Remember Age of Ultron came?
Exactly.
And then it's like, oh, no, Thanos is actually the big man.
Exactly, exactly. So I feel like with Kang, they're building to a bigger villain. You still think Kang is...
Kang is a problem.
He is, but I still feel like
Kang is a problem.
I feel like there's a bigger problem.
Doom can be a problem, but Kang is a problem. Like...
So how
don't be surprised by the way, don't be surprised if you see the Watcher in a movie.
Oh no, I'm fully expecting that.
Like if you see the Watcher in a movie,
fully expect
then yep. Kang is a problem. Because yeah. Kang deals with the Watcher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we've seen from Loki.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He told it to us.
Exactly. He did.
Yeah.
That's like time traveling nonsense. I think it's bigger than Doom.
Really?
Yeah.
Doom, okay, fair enough.
I'll put it this way. Doom beat Thanos with... Thanos had the Infinity Gauntlet, by the way, and Doom beat him. Straight up magic.
Yep.
I would not be... Actually, you know, you might be right. They might do this thing together.
Yeah.
Either Doom might lead to Kang or Kang might lead to Doom.
One of the two. Yeah.
Because both of them are problems.
Yep.
Like, ish. Like, you need the whole squad to take them down, regardless of the situation. Like, nah, man, Kang's around. Fuck everything. Put everything down.
Yep.
We're fighting Kang now. Fuck everything. Put everything down. We're fighting Doom now. Because, yay, man, guys don't understand how much. Okay. Because, to be fair, the Fantastic Four movies kind of watered down what Doctor Doom is. Like the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor
mm-hmm.
Doom is beef.
I feel like it's going to be brought up a lot more in this phase of Marvel.
Did you watch Jessica Jones?
The Netflix one. Yep.
Remember Kilgrave?
Barely.
The villain, the guy who used to like hypnotize guys by just talking.
Yeah.
Doom broke his hypnosis by straight up willpower alone. Yeah. Like, you give talk to this guy's like, nah. Just don't face him, no? And this is like Doom without all his shit. He's like, nah, fuck you. And this guy's like, I'm sorry, what? He's like, nah, fuck you, man. I'm doing my own thing. I'm willpower alone. Like, guys don't understand how powerful Dr. Doom is. And he's a genius. Dr. Doom, I'll put it this way, even the comics put it this way, Dr. Doom, for all you strange fans out there, Dr. Doom could be the Sorcerer Supreme.
Wow.
He's that good with magic. And even whoever plays Tilda Swinton, I can't remember her name, but that chick said, yeah, if it was not strange, you'd be Doom. They're on that level.
Yeah.
In fact, Doom is even just a bit more than strange.
Yep. This is why I bring up the point of, I feel like Kang is setting up for
Doom.
Especially, you've noticed how Doctor Strange is in so many of the current movies now.
I was also thinking to myself, that Doctor Strange movie is like the most important movie.
Huge.
Since Endgame.
Yeah. Think of it as, you know, the way what Captain America movies, Winter Soldier and Civil War.
Civil War came in. Yeah. Like, Civil War.
This is now one of them, I feel. Like, it's a big one before more come up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, this is that, like, if you're not sure about where Phase 4 is going to go, watch this movie and Phase 4 will tell you where it's going.
Big direction.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's a mad thing.
Crazy. Those, actually, the 2 points I wanted to raise. Because I know you are feeling the whole Kang vibe, and I was telling you off mic, like, I feel like it's going to lead to another villain, yes. But I will segue to... You'd be so excited to hear this. And I'm sure our listeners would be excited to hear this right now. I will ask a question. Yeah. Because I know the question. I know the answer. But just for the sake of our listeners.
Fine.
Have you played Red Light, Green Light?
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Squid Game.
Bruh.
Have you finished it?
Nah, I'm on episode 4 now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm episode 4.
Holy shit. Squid Game. The fuck. that's great. That's great. Fuck, let's talk about it. Jesus Christ, Squid Game. That came out of fucking nowhere.
But you can't give any spoilers.
Yeah, no, we'll talk about that. I'll talk about that episode until.
Okay.
As in, that's actually a good place to talk. Red Light, Green Light. Gee. Yeah. So wait, we said episode 4.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you've. Yeah, okay, I know what to talk about until. Jeez, fuck. What a show. It out is, of nowhere.
Bruh, the storytelling is brilliant. It's, brilliant.
As in, I told. Told Kanzo this. Shout out Kanzo. Told her this episode 2 when they voted episode 2.
yeah.
They voted to go home.
Yeah.
And they actually went home. I was like, this is a good show. I just knew. I just was like, oh, this is a good show. I just know if it was a bad show, they would have continued.
You're right.
Or an average show.
You're right.
They'd have continued.
You're so right. Because when I was watching that, when the last guy was putting voting, a vote,
yeah,
I'm like, okay, they're going to stay in.
They're of course going to stay.
Out.
Everyone went home and was like,
This is a good show.
Like, the writing is above average.
Then, after that happened, I knew what they're the next episode was going to be about.
Exactly.
I just knew. They're going to tell the whole story about how so many different guys, how these...
Tell us why we need to come back.
Exactly. Why you need to wait by the bus stop.
Hey, bruh. Good lord. She get red. Now you understand that red light, green light shit.
Yo.
Fuck.
Man.
High not stakes. Even that.
Bruh, high stakes. What made me laugh was I saw a tweet. Yeah, Kenyans are mad. Kenyans on Twitter crazy. Some guy, not even 2 days ago, yesterday, homie was saying, yo, I'll translate it for our international listeners. Yo, just find me at the railway in Kenya. Let's play that game. What's the for the cards? Slapping the red card, blue card thing. You know how it started episode 1?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Find me at the railway.
Just find me at the railway station, bro. I'm tired of life. just find me at the railway station. Let's just play.
Let's just slap. Right. I even forgot about that shit. Yeah, man. Fuck. What a... Jeez.
It's a good show. It's really good. It's dope.
Wait, so did you reach the part for... I can't remember which episode it was. The needle and the...
Yeah.
Okay, watch that part. Okay, so which episode it was.
Looks like a cookie. Where you have to draw out the image that is on needle. There.
Holy shit.
Crazy.
That was a great episode.
Crazy. Yeah, it was a good episode.
That was a great episode as well.
Yeah.
Eesh. And also, what I love about the show... There's, it's very, if you watch anime, you know, it's very anime-esque.
I think it
falls in line with, if you watch anime, then you know how Squid Game is going.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have the antagonist.
Yeah.
Then you have, not necessarily the, no, sorry, you have the protagonist.
Yeah.
Then you have the antagonist, but not necessarily, like, the primary antagonist.
Yeah.
But the antagonist inside the game.
Yeah.
And then you have the actual antagonist, which is now, you know, the guy with the mask. I mean, the outside the game. All that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have the riffraff. Essentially. It's like, if I don't know your story, best believe you're dying.
You're not making
if you're new face, I've seen you this episode.
You're going.
You're dusted.
That's really.
You're one of those guys being shot. It's a dungeon. Blah, blah, blah. Exactly. You're one of those guys who's being shot.
So, like, and that's why it's very anime. So, you know, they give you the guys who to root for, who to root against.
Yeah.
Although, even the guys who are rooting you, rooting against you, like, this fucker sting around for a long time. You're like, shit, fuck
dude,
this guy.
How funny was it? So, I watched it, like, as actually, for you, as a first-time watcher for that episode, how cool was it for the grandpaps? I don't know.
Winning.
That was no!
Red light, green light. This guy was feeling the whole game. Was like, yeah, I'm going to win. He was smiling the whole way through. Like,
this shit!
I played this game when I was 40. Exactly. Because he's like, fucking 105.
Exactly.
This guy was having so much fun. Bruh. Ah, man, it was so dope. It was so dope.
Yeah, let's talk about that shit. The old man winning red light green was legit.
Yep.
The cookie game was fucking crazy.
Yeah. Stop there. Because I haven't gone beyond those games.
That's the last game we've seen.
Yeah.
Is the cookie one.
Yes, the cookie one. Yeah.
Then I will stop there.
Yeah.
I will stop there.
Actually, I wanted to ask you. So there's been, because of course, Madas. Kenyans have been watching this shit.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. There's also something I want to talk about concerning it. But yeah, it's not spoilers at all.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Kenyans were asking, Squid Game wise, what's a Kenyan game that could have been played on? Like,
a Green Knight, but it was called something else to so many.
Even for us, by the way,
yeah,
it was called a different game.
I went to London and they said store.
Yo, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
They were like, fucking.
Then, like, fucking, whatever, primary school.
Primary school, man. Even at home.
Yeah, it was legit.
I went to London and I said stuff. And then, that those eyes, the eyes turned. Like,
you have to look for movements.
Let me tell you. So, I watched that episode at night.
Yeah.
That whole sentence rang in my mind the whole night. Jesus Christ.
Hey! Just petrifying. You're like, shit.
Yo. It's crazy. I don't know how, like, the first gunshot that happened. Actually, this is what I want to ask you. Because you watched it from no social media
that
hype
thing,
or anything.
As in, literally, before
nothing.
All the hype.
So,
I literally just turned it on and was like, oh, Squid Game. Please.
Yeah, so for me, I knew what the premise was about.
Yeah.
So I knew from that game what that game was going to do. So, as a first-time watcher,
yeah,
when that happened, the first gunshot that happened, tell me about that experience.
I was like,
tell me about that. Yeah. So, you heard that, like, the eyes turn, and then, gunshots. Speak on that.
I knew, although, okay, here's the thing. I had a sense that, like, it was kind of dystopian.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I was expecting death. Death and murder.
Yeah.
So when the game was playing, I was like, okay, like, maybe like the last ones or something.
Yeah.
The guys were lagging behind or something.
Yeah.
So I was like, bah, bah, bah. I was like, oh, shit, someone's dying.
Yeah.
Then, second one, when I'm seeing now a guy being literally riddled with bullets, and then blood, I'm like, hey, okay.
So now you can imagine, because you watch anime. Because you expected a lot of this.
Yeah.
I got spoilers from, of course, social media and everything.
Also, wait, let me tell you.
Yeah.
A moment in which I legit shit my pants.
Yeah.
When, okay, I think his name is Gihun. The protagonist.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
The protagonist of the show.
Yeah.
When, during Red Light, Green Light, when he tripped.
Bruh.
And then,
yeah.
Ali just held him.
Just held him.
Hey!
Yo,
I
man.
Just shit my pants. I was like, oh,
yeah.
This guy's fucked. Then, shit, I was like, I might have teared a bit because
if I'm not wrong, right before that, someone was, I think, betrayed for like moving.
Oh yeah, of course.
My, yeah,
snakes. Proper.
It's clean. This homie just held this homie, but
with all the strength,
everything
of everything that he needs, just
and
still.
What made me laugh?
And then still was, facing, looking straight.
Just, yeah.
This.
Guys were jumping that line like it was
nah, man,
fucking the Olympics, man.
You had to make that line, man.
You know the crazy thing? We played this game. You and I, we played this game when we were young.
So many times!
So many times! To see it brought in a series in such dramatic fashion.
The highest of stakes.
Incredible.
Life or death.
Incredible. Life or death. Dude, this we were young. Life or death. The crazy thing, we were young. Hey, but that's how the series starts.
Yeah.
That's how he explains it. We were young, we were playing...
these small kid games.
Small kid games. And then what got me is, oh, if you don't do this, you die. He paused. Yeah, that's right. You die. So this is where I am in the series. And yeah. I'm old, I have a kid and everything. I'm like, fair enough.
It's South Korean, the South Korean entertainment industry is going through a boom.
It is. Those
in terms of music,
yeah,
and movies,
yeah,
everything they're putting right now is amazing.
So there was a guy I was talking to. Shout out to Cleve, who I work with. He was telling me. Cleve or Manu from Osiku Games. I'm just gonna plug.
Go ahead, plug your shit.
Osiku Games. So one of them, they were telling me that they feel that Hollywood has not, I wouldn't say lost, but their storytelling is a bit now outdated. So now, like, South Korea anime has so much better storytelling
It's anime, South Korean comic books.
That are so much better at storytelling. Than, like, Hollywood.
Because yeah. It's you're very right.
And then they were saying, like, Hollywood's like, bruh, we need to, like, stir the fuck up.
What's the last great IP that came out? That was not a comic book. That was literally an original idea. That's not a comic book. That's not a book.
That's a good question. Like,
not an adapted screenplay. Something that was made up by someone is like, okay, make this movie and it's good.
It's a good question. Good question.
Although, here's the problem with such movies. Such movies rarely get recognitions because they tend to be Oscar movies. But I can actually give you one.
Before you do.
I can give you actually a good IP that was great.
Before you do, you and I have a niche.
Yeah, we do.
So, of course, even our listeners, they probably do have one. So please drop any comment that you would.
Yeah.
Just tell us.
Tell us a new movie that came out that was not adapted.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have one. We would love to hear your opinion.
I have one.
All right. So, yeah, mention it.
John Wick.
Nice.
John Wick was not adapted from a comic book or anything. John Wick was made by someone who just said, I'm going to make John Wick. And John Wick happened.
Okay, yeah, and then, it did.
Of course,
it was
turned into a Hollywood thing of sequels and shit.
You know, I think it turned,
it was great. John Wick is still good.
It is.
It's still, like, all the movies have been good. There's not been a bad John Wick movie.
There hasn't, but do you know why I think it has been, okay, it's mad successful.
Yeah.
Mad successful.
Definitely.
But my gut feeling why it's been successful more than it, I don't want to say should have been, but more than it is.
Yeah.
Because of the actor.
Neo Keanu. Yeah. Well, yeah. Also, it's that and also how the action is. It's not, here's the thing with this shit about Hollywood, which ties into what you guys were saying.
Yeah.
Hollywood, when a movie becomes, I don't want to tie it interesting again. But I'm telling you it's true.
Go on.
Hollywood movies tend to be very formulaic.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, I'll give you examples. Shit like Denzel movies, like Taken.
Yep.
Liam Neeson's Taken movies.
Yep.
Shit like Fast and Furious even.
Yeah.
In terms of like action scenes, shaky cam for 10 guys.
Yeah.
The camera just shaking. The hero has like infinite bullets.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
He's an unstoppable killing machine.
Yeah.
The guy, John Wick. Here's where John Wick came. John Wick counts his bullets, reloads.
Yep.
When he's out, he changes gun.
Yeah.
He gets shot.
And shoots you back.
Like, remember,
this guy will bleed from his face.
John, you've watched John Wick 2, haven't you?
I
can't remember the character's name, but I'll just call him Morpheus. Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
Morpheus gives John Wick 9 bullets for his that revenge mission against the Italian brother.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, your penance is 9 mm-hmm. bullets. Mm-hmm. John actually shoots 9 bullets. If you count from the moment he gets the gun, he actually shoots 9 bullets and he's out. Then after that moment, he gets another cartridge.
Yeah.
I can't remember whether he gets another cartridge or he either throws his gun and gets another cartridge from someone else.
Yeah.
You can literally count the 9. Incredible. That's why you know, like, nah, these guys took this shit seriously.
Yeah.
And also, Keanu trained for that shit.
Oh, dude, this guy's been...
There are training videos about, like, Keanu training for John Wick. Like, he proper gunman trained. Yeah. And also, Halle Berry trained for that shit, too.
Incredible.
Like, she trained proper, like, with... Okay, you need one. Yeah, Dennis hasn't watched John Wick for some reason. But she trained with her dogs for John Wick 3.
That's dope.
And
that's dope.
There are videos on YouTube, and she did her job proper. Like, even in the movie,
nice.
You're like, nah, she trained for this. There's a scene in which they double team some guys. You're like, freezing. there's a scene in which they go up against a bunch of people, and they're just shooting and killing guys. And you can see, nah, these guys trained. Like, both of these actors are highly trained. Not even the actors and the dogs are highly trained. Like, everyone,
even the dogs,
prepped for this scene, especially the dogs. Oh, to me, the dogs were like the low-key star of that movie. Eesh, Harley's dogs were great. They were great.
Nice.
That's to me, that's an example of a good IP. Well, of course, it's action. A good IP that's not an adapted screenplay that made money, an original idea that made money, and was not, you know, turned into some stupid shit by Hollywood.
Yeah.
With shaky cam and just, you know, just rinsed to death.
Yeah.
There's so many examples actually. Because that's why there was. Because you know how we're talking about like anime and comic books and everything. There's a poll actually a couple of weeks ago in Japan. they held a poll like which anime or no which manga or anime would you like to adapt it to live action by Hollywood? Yeah. So then they gave options. The number one choice was none.
Really?
Number one choice was none. Wow. As in, we don't want any adapted by Hollywood because they butcher it and jeopardize. Death Note is the perfect example of this shit. Have you seen Netflix's Death Note?
I don't even want to.
Don't.
I don't even
it's
want
the
to.
Fucking worst.
I'll get annoyed.
Fucking worst.
Because you and I watched Death Note at very early.
Yeah.
I think even before Netflix was.
No, we watched Death Note when Death Note came out.
Exactly. And at that time, I don't think Netflix didn't exist. So even just watching that now,
or if it existed, it was when it was doing the DVDs thing.
Exactly. Yeah,
just DVDs. Basically Blockbuster.
Yeah. So you can imagine. I feel like if I watched that now, I'd be very
annoyed. You'd be traumatized.
Very annoyed.
It is the worst.
I don't even want to. Like, I think I've even seen images, to be honest.
It's the since you're a Dragon Ball fan, it's this generation's Dragon Ball Evolution.
No, I know. I know.
You know about well Dragon aware. Ball Evolution.
Yes, I'm well aware.
That, or this nation's Avatar. Because, yes, that one resonates with people even more.
Yeah.
The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
The way that movie was just poo-poo. That's Death Note. Now you see how Hollywood has a track record of just fucking shit up.
Yep.
It's ridiculous, man.
It's terrible.
So, I understand this thing of looking to things that are already made so you just don't fuck shit. A great example... Oh, well, okay, no. A good example is also Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch that, by the way?
I haven't watched it. Okay. I've watched Breaking Bad, but I know... It's great.
Yeah. Me too.
I know it's great.
Yeah.
Because I'll give an example. It's a simple thing. People still talk about how good Breaking Bad is and was. And its spin-off is good.
What's the spin-off?
Better Call Saul.
Right.
Prequel series, kind of.
Yeah.
That's how you know a show is good.
Because people are still referring to the original.
Yeah.
Up till this day, no matter how old
and
it was.
And people still say Breaking Bad stuck the landing.
Yeah.
In terms of endings. It was great.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yep.
Like, people still say it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Watch it. Of course, there's that signature thing of, season 3 drags a bit, but just push through.
Standard.
You know, right? It's not season 3, but you know.
Yeah.
It's that thing of,
yeah.
It sucks a bit, but just push through.
But then...
I feel like every good series has that one seasonal
push through. But then... there's this also, funny enough, this common Hollywood phrase. When it comes to a good series is either 6 or 7 seasons in a movie. That is an elite series.
Really?
That series is good. 6 or 7 seasons in a movie.
And a movie.
That's a great series. Like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That's what you should aim to get to. 6 or 7 seasons in a movie.
Yeah.
Go beyond that, you've overstayed your welcome.
Yeah.
Like The Simpsons.
Then now you're looking about being too long or cancelled, like, why are you still here?
Yep. Yeah, 6 or 7 seasons in a movie.
Yeah.
And you know your show is great.
Yeah.
That's essentially, there's no movie because it didn't need one. Breaking Bad was basically that. I'm not sure how many seasons it was, but it was great. Like, I haven't watched the show at all, but I know it's a good show.
Even me, because up to this day, it's still being talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys refer to it.
Because I have the other side of the spectrum, which I will not go into, because we've done it too many times on this podcast.
We have.
And I will leave it at
know.
That.
They know.
And they know. And I will leave it at that and move on. Even though that trailer dropped for the prequel series, which is still trash, but it's fine.
He's ranting again.
No, I've left it.
Pre-rant.
It's a pre... Because of the prequel. Yeah, exactly. It's a pre-rant. I pre-ranted. Nah. Nope. Not going to acknowledge.
Yep.
I'll just wait for guys to be disappointed and then I'll move.
Like, then they'll attack you.
Nah.
You said this about...
Here's the thing. Even season 1 of Thrones is late, so it's fine. Some of this thing will be dope. You wait for 3 seasons over there.
Reality check.
Yeah, it'll be just all a dream. Then Daenerys just wakes up with her dragons. Fuck that shit. I can't. No, let me get into that shit.
Her name again?
Khaleesi. Or Daenerys Targaryen. Daenerys Stormborn Targaryen, which is a beef name.
Her first name?
Daenerys. It's actually Daenerys. Her colloquial name is Khaleesi.
Okay.
That was the name that you were hearing for days. Like Khaleesi. It's Daenerys.
Daenerys
Stormborn Targaryen. She's probably gonna be in the show.
Yeah.
As like a child. I'm like, oh, look at this little gentle homicidal maniac. Fuck. No, he said we're not doing this. Nope, not gonna do it. Let's talk.
Yep.
About
yep.
Newcastle United. The floor is yours.
Okay. I feel like that deserves a whole other episode, to be honest. I actually do feel like it does. You think we can delve into this one?
You can do like a loose 10 minutes. What do you think? Okay, a peek behind the curtain. How good are you for time?
I want to drag my football listeners into the next episode, because we've discussed Marvel, we've discussed a lot of shows. I feel like this would be a good episode for the next one. Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
Right?
Especially a lot of football fans would love to hear a lot of minutes on this, especially if you get a third opinion, a third voice. It would be good.
All right.
Yeah.
Fine.
I want to wrap up, but I'm going to wrap up with a funny joke. What was her name? Daenerys. Okay.
This is going to suck.
Oh, bro, it's going to be so bad. As immediately as this is going to be bad or good, we will end the episode like this. Stop. Outro music. Boom. Does Daenerys...
Wait! Before you crack the joke. before he ends it on a dead team.
Oh,
I'll plug the socials.
Yeah.
So that you don't tune out after that joke.
That's a good idea.
At the African Gents.
Yeah.
On Twitter. At the African Gents Pod on Instagram.
On Instagram. There we go.
Excuse me.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Yep.
Yeah.